up, guys?
So, yeah, I saw you warming up there on the sideline in the first half, and Sam was limited in practice all week. Did you have an idea that you're going to be pressed into service?
I mean, you know, not any more than usual. You know, I warm up throughout the game. I stay warm. So I wasn't necessarily warming up there in the first half, you know, besides anything, just to stay warm and to be ready. You know, just that's what I do. It's my job as a backup quarterback.
Seemed like you guys were able to build on that late possession and really carry it over into the third quarter. Why do you think you were able to play so fast in the third quarter?
You know, I thought Pat did a good job of mixing up our tempo a little bit. You know, we had a big run that Jet was able to hit, you know, on a tempo type run. So anytime you can mix it up and keep the defense guessing, I think that was, you know, great play calls. And, you know, offensive line did a great job executing, blocking down the field. I think receivers, I haven't seen the film yet, but I know Tred got back, you know, from all the way from the backside receiver, went and made a big block. And those big blocks are what make big plays like that. So, you know, it was a good couple of drives there in the second half.
How did your touchdown to Rudolph unfold?
You know, I think they brought a pressure on that certain play and had pretty good leverage actually for the route that Kyle was running, but you know, was able to do a little scramble drill. The offensive line did a great job picking up the pressure, and you know, Rudy's a big target, and he's you know, a guy that you want to look for when you're running around. So made a great play, you know, finding an open area, and you know, then he actually was the one who came up with the idea for the duck goose, and we had a little fun there in the end zone. So yeah, it's not gray duck. It's goose. And where I come from, Texas, it's goose. And Kyle called it duck goose in the huddle right before the play. So obviously Kyle is a goose fan as well. So I don't know. I've never actually heard of gray duck. What exactly is a gray duck? I've duck hunted before, and I've never heard like, oh, there's a gray duck. Okay.
What did you think of the celebration? I mean, obviously this year you can do the team type stuff. What was your impression?
Yeah, I loved it. I was actually talking to my wife this past week that, you know, you see, you know, some around the league, and I was like, man, we got to be more creative. We got to do some fun stuff now that this is you know, this is legal. And when Kyle said in the huddle, first off, I was like, well, let's score first. Let's take care of the football. And but we actually scored the next play, and I think it was perfect. It was fun. I can't wait to watch it back on TV.
Have you tried to send him to get him the ball?
I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe it just happened that we had the right play call, the right defense, and he made a great play. So it was pretty funny though that he called it right before the play.
Have you guys talked at all about doing something like that before?
This is the first time I've heard it right before the play. Yeah, and we executed it pretty well.
The defense was able to come up with a couple turnovers. They had a couple drops of interceptions last week. How big of it was it for them to come up with those and get the ball back into your guys' hands?
Yeah, that was huge. You know, I think coming into a you know, atmosphere like tonight, Monday Night Football, Soldier Field, you know, new quarterback starting form, I think, you know, the momentum, whatever, the energy, whatever you want to call it, that they had going for them, and our defense, I mean, played extremely well. I mean, obviously, I think they won the game for us there at the end. I mean, it was a great team win overall, but the defense played incredible all night, and it's nice to have those guys at my back, that our back as offense.
Case, without Dalvin, I know Mike had mentioned earlier in the week that the explosive plays are something that they wanted to be able to continue. How much confidence does that give this offense when you see Jared be able to rip off that 58-yard touchdown and kind of what he was able to do in both the passing and the run game tonight?
Yeah, Jet made great plays. You know, and he's returning kicks, too. So he had a bunch of touches and made some huge plays for us. Some of them, I think, were called back, too. So I think there were still some yards out there that you know, we got taken back, that he got taken from him. But I've got tremendous confidence, and I know all the guys have confidence in Jet and Latavius. So, you know, whoever's back there, they do a great job, protections and running the ball. They do a really good job.
Did you and Sam talk at all when the switch was made? If so, what did he say to you? What was kind of his mindset when he was before that switch was made?
I mean, there's a lot going on at that point. You know, it's a pretty stressful situation, so I just know I was going in, and I went in.
What was your mindset going into the night? You know, Sam's missed the past three games, obviously, with you starting. Do you feel like maybe there's a better chance you may see action, even though you're not getting the start tonight?
You know, I didn't know. You know, and that's something I tried to not think about. I tried to approach the week like I was starting so that, you know, I did the same thing I did the previous, you know, 4 weeks. Honestly, I did the same thing I've done every week I've been in the NFL, and I've tried to prepare like I've been the starter. So I think that that helps when you're called upon and you need to step in and, you know, basically do the same job as, you know, the guy that's been doing it and, you know, see the defense the same way, call the plays the same way, know the checks the same way. And, you know, I think being prepared like that helps.
Can you talk about the possession of football that you were able to play in the fourth quarter then, too? I feel like the drive right before that final point you had.
Yeah, I actually kind of mad about it because, you know, we didn't score. I wanted to go score. You know, there's a big third down there that, I mean, we were able to flip the field a little bit, but, you know, big third down I really wanted, you know, to make. And kind of ran a good route, and I just missed him. But we did enough. One of them, a great coach I had one time said, it doesn't matter how, it matters how many. And, you know, so we'll, you know, it's a great team win, no matter how it was done.
Best couple of games.
Cool. Thanks, guys.